Today's daf is Me'ila Daf Zayin. Today, Be'ez Hashem, we will try to finish the first parak of Maseches Me'ila. We are holding on Daf Vava Medbeis. We are four lines from the bottom of the page. Itmar. Today's shir is once again sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. So the first thing we're going to discuss, and it's going to take us the majority of the daf, is the shita of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, we learned in the mission on the top of Daf Vav Beis. Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that basar kachin kachin that was yotze that left the azara before the zrikas dam. Rabbi Akiva holds ein mo'alimbo, it's not going to be subject to me'ila if the basar left the zara before zrika, because the zrika will work, meaning the zrika that you do, even though the basar is already pasul, that zrika will work. So we're going to have a lot of details about Rabbi Akiva's shita. First of all, does Rabbi Akiva hold that the zrika works even if all the basar was yotze chutz l'mechitzaso, or only if some of the basar of the karban was yotze chutz l'mechitzaso? Also, what would Rabbi Akiva hold if it wasn't the basar that was yotze, but it was the dam that was yotze? Can you then still do zrika? Would zrika still work even if it was the dam itself that was yotze? And also, Rabbi Akiva brought a raya from the case of two karbanos chatos, where one was meant as a security for the other, because the first one was not a security, but as a replacement for the other, and then you were shochet both of them, and you zorik the dam of one, and it works for the other. So Rabbi Akiva said, if the dam of one will work for the other, then certainly the dam of a single karban should work for its own basar, even if its basar was yotze. So we're going to explain that raya that Rabbi Akiva brings. That's going to take us all the way to the Mishnah on Amud Beis. And the Mishnah on Amud Beis is just going to go through the basic klalim of what Zrika accomplishes for Kachi Kachim, and what Zrika accomplishes for Kachim Kalim. That for Kachi Kachim, we're going to find that Zrika accomplishes both a Kula and a Chumra, and for Kachim Kalim, Zrika only accomplishes a Chumra. That prior to Zrika, Kachim Kalim has no Mi'ila on any part of it, and then afterwards there's going to be Mi'ila, there's going to be a possibility of Pigul, Nos, or Tameh. All of that doesn't exist by Kachim Kalim prior to the Zrika. So that's what the Mishnah Anam Beis is going to discuss, and that will take us, Bezus Hashem, to the end of the Perek. So let's begin. Vavam Beis, four lines on the bottom of the page. Itmar. So Rabbi Akiva had said that Zrika is Moel Yotze. Zrika works even for Basar that was Yotze Michutz Lazara. So Itmar, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Kiyam, Rabbi Akiva Zrika Moel Yotze. When does Rabbi Akiva say that Zrika is going to work even for Basar that was already Yotze? That's Yotze Mikzaso. That's if some of the Basar was Yotze Luchutz. That Zrika works for, since Zrika is going to work anyway for the Basar that remains Bifnim. So Migo that it works for the Basar that remains Bifnim. Rabbi Akiva will assume that it works for the Basar that went outside as well. Aval Yotze Kulo Lo Amar Rabbi Akiva. But if all of the Basar was Yotze Chutz Lazara, then Rabbi Akiva is not going to say that the Zrika is going to work, because once the entire Basar, all of the Basar went out, so it's as if there's no Basar at all. So there's no Migo to apply. You can't say, oh, once it's working for this, it's working for that. It's not working for anything. So that's why Rabbi Akiva would only be limited to a case where some of the Basar is Bifnim and the Zrika is working at least for what remains Bifnim. So once it's working for what remains Bifnim, it will then work for what goes outside. So Amrei Ravasi to Rabbi Yochanan. Ravasi says to Rabbi Yochanan, who said this chiddush within Rabbi Akiva, Kevar Limduni Chaveira Shabagola, that my Chaverim in Bavel already taught me, Mechashvin ala Avud v'ala Saruf, that a machsheves pigul works for that which is lost and that which is already destroyed. So let's say that which is already burnt. So let's say the emurin of the karban are lost or are burnt, and then the kohen has a machsheva at the time of the zrika to be maktir la'achar zman, to be maktir it after the zman of haktar is over. There is a din pigul. The din pigul is going to be chal. So Rav Asi says, but wait a second. Va'avod v'saruf lo esin ba'olam. Avod v'saruf are not around. Va'filu hachi katani mechashin. And nevertheless, the machsheves pigul is going to be chal. So don't you see that even if all of the basar goes out, you want to tell me, oh, it's as if it's eino ba'olam. So what? It's eino ba'olam. You still see that zrika can work on that which is eino ba'olam, because the machsheves pigul is going to work on that which is eino ba'olam. So we are also, so it's a kasha and Rabbi Yochanan, who says that it's not going to be chal at all. So ask the Gemara, astira within Rabbi Rav Asi, because it's Rav Asi who asks this kashan on Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Asi was the one who said, "Kvar limduni chaveira shabagolas." I ask Gemara, "Umiyam Rav Asi hachi?" Does Rav Asi say that if all of the basar? That's the point he's trying to make. That if all of the basar was yotze, the zrika is still going to work. But v'abay minei Rav Asi min Rabbi Yochanan, we do find that Rav Asi asked Rabbi Yochanan, "Chishev l'nishpachin l'machar mahu?" If a kohen has a machshava while he's doing the zrika to pour out the shiyari adam, where the halacha is that it's supposed to be poured at the yisoda mizbeach, and he has a machshava to do that la'achar zmano, to do that after the zman that's appropriate to pour it on the yisoda mizbeach, is that going to be mefagel the karban? Or do you say that the shirayim is holich libur anyway? So any machshava you have about the shirayim is not going to be effective, is not going to have any impact on the karban. So that was Rav Asi's question to Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Lei, so he responded, Rabbi Zeira responded, Kvar Shanisalanu, that you already taught us the Mishnah that deals with Olol, that deals with the vein, or the sinew of the spine and the neck, which is this thick white vein, and it's very hard, and that an Olol of a Nevela doesn't even have Tumas Nevela, so somehow that's going to be poshet this question. How so? Alma Hai Olol, Kivin to Lesbe Mashasha, since it has no Mamashus, lo kibel tuma. It's not makabel tumas nevela. So the raya is as follows. Hani nishpachinami, so to the nishpachin, that which is supposed to be poured on the yisod amizbeach, kibun to the ibur azli, since they are holichli ibur in the poured on the yisod, and they're not placed on the mizbeach, lo mahani buhu machshava. The machshava is not going to have any impact on them, because just like we find by the olal, that which is holichli ibud is ein bo mamish, it has no substance to it, and we could ignore it. And therefore, that's poshet the suffek that Rav Asi raised, that if a person is chishiv l'nishpachin, so does it create pigle? No, just like by the olal, it's considered to have no mamashos, so too the nishpachin are considered to not exist, and therefore won't be a machshavas pigle. But then how could Rav Asi say that even if all of the basar left the azara, that zrika is going to work for that basar? The basar that left the azara is omid the shreifa, that's holich li'ibud. How could zrika work for that which we say halachically doesn't exist? So this is the stira in Rav Asi, that on the one hand Rav Asi says that even if all of the basar is yotze chutz la'azara, and I understand that it's therefore omid the shreifa, the zrika is at least going to take away the Isra Me'ila, the Zrika is going to be impactful on the basa that was Yotze, on all that basa that was Yotze, and yet Rav Asi says that that which has no mamashus, that which has no future, like the Shirayim, no machshav is going to impact it at all, because we ignore it, we pretend that it doesn't exist, a stira in Rav Asi. So the Gemara goes back to the kasha that Rav Asi asked on Rabbi Yochanan at the very beginning of the sugya, meaning the Gemara never answers the kasha on Rav Asi. The Gemara just goes back now, Ela Diktani, Ala Avod Vala Saruf, that which the Braisa says, that you could have machshava on that which is Avod and that which was Saruf, kasha, that's in fact a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan said within the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, that if all of the basar goes out, then the Zrika is not going to help to be Motzi Midei Me'ila. But Avod and Saruf aren't as if they don't exist, they mamish don't exist, and still the machshava helps B'shaz Zrika. That was Rav Asi's kasha on Rabbi Yochanan, that you're going to tell me that if all the basar goes out, oh, it's as if it doesn't exist, and therefore the Zrika is not going to work. Avod and Saruf really doesn't exist. So Amar Rava, so the Gemara answers, Ema ala omed li ibud vala omed li sarif. Now, Avod and Saruf doesn't mean that which was already lost and that which was already burnt. It means if you have a machshava at the time of the Zrika on something that is going to be never or nisraf afterwards, your machshava is going to be chal, because at the time of the zrika, it at least still existed. It was still here in this world. But by basar that was yotze kulo lifnei zrika, that all the basar left, it was outside of the azara before the zrika is not going to help for that at all, like Rabbi Yochanan said. So Rabbi Yochanan in the end is vindicated, meaning Rav Asi's kasha is not going to be a kasha. Now the way Rav Asi asked the kasha to Rabbi Yochanan, said, Kvar limduni chaveira Shebegola, that my chaverim in Gola already taught me this. So this is used. This Gemara is used as a raya in the following discussion. In Shulchan Aruch, in Yardei Simin Reish Mem Beis, Shulchan Aruch talks about Kavod HaRav. That's the Simin about Kavod HaRav. And that when a person says something in the name of his Rebbe, he should say, Kach Lima Deteni Rabbeinu. And the Bir Agra writes that even if his Rebbe didn't teach it to him, he should say such a thing Derech Kavod. Whenever he's saying a Chiddush, he should say, whenever he's saying a Chiddush in front of his Rebbe, and he should say, this is what the Rebbe taught, it's just speaking, it's a manner of speaking, that's Derech Kavod. This is a little bit different than what the Magen Avraham writes in Shulchan Aruch, based on another Gemara. Magen Avraham says that even if the Rebbe never said something and you're quoting it to other people, that you should say, that you're allowed to say that your Rebbe taught it to you, or that in Adam Gadol you're allowed to be Tola, be Ilan Gadol, if you know that what you're saying is true and you know that people aren't going to take it seriously unless you say it in the name of an Adam Gadol. That's what Magen Avraham writes in Kuf Nun Ches. That's great Chiddush. Because people are always convinced that what they say is right, but a lot of times what people say isn't right, so you're just going to be Tola about Adam Gadol, so that could really ruin the Adam Gadol's reputation. But anyway, when speaking in front of the Rebbe, it's a manner of speaking. So the first raya is from a Gemara Moed Katan, that the Gra brings three rayas. The first raya is from Gemara Moed Katan, Daf Tesam Aleph, that Rabbi Yonasan ben Asamai and Rabbi Yudah ben Gerim taught Parshas Nedarim learned Parshas Nedarim by Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, and they left that evening, and the next morning they wanted to leave again, and they said, Kvar Nefradnu Emesh, we already left yesterday. He said to them, we already separated yesterday. So they said, the Madten Rabenu Talmud Shniftar Merabo Valanba Usair Tsarach Lipati Menu Pamacheres. That no, you already taught us that even if we took leave of you already, but then we slept over in the same city, so it's Derecheres that we should come back and say goodbye again. So even though they already said goodbye the night before, they went back to say goodbye because they slept in that same city. But obviously he didn't teach them that, because if he did, he would have known it. I mean, he said to them, what are you doing here? We already said goodbye. And they said, L'madatanu Rabbeinu, you taught us that we should say goodbye again. So obviously he didn't teach them they should say goodbye again, says the Gra. But Elamai, you see that that's the Derech Eretz, the way one speaks to a Rebbe. Another Raya brings from a Gemara in Chagiga. The Gemara says the Braisa, the Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, was riding on a Chamor, and Rabbi Elazar ben Arach was following him. And he said, Rebbe, Shani, teach me something about Maisa Merkava. So he said, didn't I teach you Lobe Merkava B'Yachid, that you're not supposed to teach the Maisa Merkava unless the person is Chacham Mevin Midaito, and I don't think you're ready yet to learn Maisa Merkava. So he says, Tarsheni Lomar Lefanecha Davarach Shlima Detani, let me say over something that you taught me. So he said, okay, Amor, you could say over something I taught you. So and then he said over something about Maisa Merkava. Now, he obviously never taught him about Maisa Merkava. He just got through saying, I don't think you're ready for Maisa Merkava. And then he says, here's what you taught me about Maisa Merkava. He obviously didn't teach him. And the third raya is Gemara in Sanhedrin. Rabbi Kiva says to Rabbi Elezer, L'madtan Rabbeinu ki adam ein tzadik ba'aretz asher yasa tov lo yechta, that you taught us the Pasukim Koheles. It's a pasuk. It's a pasuk mefurish. What do you mean? You taught us. Anyone who opens up a Koheles will find the pasuk. So based on all that, you see that L'madatan Rabbeinu is something that's Derech Eretz to say. The Rashash brings another raya from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, famous Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Gamliel was gozer on Rabbi Yoshua. It's a Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Gamliel was gozer on Rabbi Yoshua to come on the day that he held was Yom Kippur, b'makalo, b'tarmilo, to be mechalo, with the day that he held was Yom Kippur, to show that he has to observe Rabbi Gamliel's psak of when Yom Kippur really is. And Rabbi Yeshua was very upset by it. So Rabbi Kiva said to him, Rabbi Tarsheni Lomar Lefnecha Dover Echad Shalima Detani, could you let me say something that you taught me? So he said, go ahead. He said, it says, Atem Shalosh Pamim Afilu Shogin Afilu Mazidin Afilu Mutalin B'lashon Hazeh Amarlo Akiva Nichamtani Nichamtani. So you see that Rabbi Yeshua didn't know about this. He needed this Nechama because he was unaware of it. And nevertheless, he said it B'lashon Kavod. So all of that, says Rashash, yeah, but it's against our Gemara. Because Rav Asi was talking to Rabbi Yochanan, and he says, Kvar limduni chaveirai shebegola. According to the Seder Adoros, Rav Asi was a Talmud, and he did not say the Madatan Rabbeinu. So if you're really talking to someone someone who's gadol mimenu, he should have said the matan rabenu. L'chora, one can answer that there's a big difference, that over here he's asking a kasha on him, so it's that would be a chutzpah to say the matan rabenu. If you stop saying a chiddush, so okay, the matan rabenu. But to ask a kasha on him by using such a lashon, the matan rabenu, so he says no, this is from chavera shabagola. Maybe that's dafka the derech eretz. That's dafka the derech kavod to speak that to dafka not say the matan rabenu, but also to not say it yourself. That it's chaverim shabagola that brought this up. It was some other chaverim that had said this. Okay, so let's continue now. So the Gemara again is going to be focused entirely on Rabbi Akiva until the Mishnah. So we spoke about, Rabbi Akiva spoke about, if yotza habasar, does the zrika work on the basar that was already yotze? What about if the dam was yotze? So I'm going to pop a lorn, Rabbi Akiva zrika melos yotze, elos yotza basar, aval dam ein zrika melos yotze. That's only if the basar was yotze chutz the azara, but if the dam left the azara, even if you brought it back into the azara and then you were zorek it, the zrika is not going to work. For the zrika on dam itself that was yotze is not going to be motzi basar mide mi'ila, right? It's not going to take away the mi'ila status of the basar. Now the Birchas HaZevach and the Keren Ora suggest that we're talking about that all of the dam was yotze, and that's why if you bring some of it back and you're zorek, it's not going to help. It's not going to work. But if only some of the dam were yotze and you're zorek the dam that remains behind, that remains in the azara, then the zevach is going to be kosher. So the Chak Nasan raises the question: if that's the case, then Rav Papa is not really being mechalik between dam and basar, because we just said that according to Rabbi Yochanan, even though Rabbi Kiva holds that zrika is moelis liyotze, it works for that which is yotze, not if all the basar is yotze. If all the basar is yotze, then it won't work. So it turns out dam and basar are the same, that they both have this chiluk, that if all of it was yotze, then no zrika is going to work, and if some of it was yotze, then the zrika will work. So what's the big deal that Rav Papa is making, that there's some sort of distinction between basar and dam? If this is correct, that Rav Papa's entire chiddush about dam not working is only when all the dam is yotze, well then the same halacha applies to basar as well. So that's why the Chak Nasan explains that we're talking about that the dam that remained bifnim was nishpach, and the mixas that was yotze luchutz, you brought back and you were zorig. So that was the case. That it wasn't all yotze; it was partially yotze. But the dam that you were zorek was the dam that was in fact yotze, and that's what Rav Papa is saying, that it's not going to work. Tanya namihachi, and we have a brisa that says just like this: shachat b'shtika. If a person shachs a karban and he doesn't have any pasul l'machshava at the time of the shchita, and then afterwards v'yotze dam, the dam goes outside of the azara. Afal pisha chazar uzrako, even though he brings the dam back into the azara and he's zorikin on the mizbeach, lo asav lo klum. That zrika is totally ineffective. And therefore, b'katshe katshe ma'alim bo, by katshe katshe, normally what zrika does is it takes away the isr me'ila from the basar, because kohanim are now allowed to eat, the basar. Yeah, it's still going to be subject to me'ila, because this zrika is totally ineffective, since the zrika was on dam that was already yotze, and b'katshe kalim, ain ma'alim bo. And by katshe kalim, there's still no me'ila on the yemurin, because zrika for katshe kalim normally makes it. Prior to the zrika, kachim kalim is no mi'ila at all. It's only once you do the zrika that the emurim of kachim kalim are going to be subject to mi'ila. But no, it's not going to work. Such a zrika is not going to work. It's such a zrika on dam that was already yotze doesn't have any effect, and it's not koveya the emurim to belong to the mizbeach, and therefore the emurim are not subject to mi'ila. So that price is explicitly like Rav Papa suggested within Rabbi Akiva, that if the dam was yotze, then the zrika of such dam is not going to work. Now we're going to explain the raya that Rabbi Akiva brought. So what did Rabbi Akiva say? I'm Rabbi Akiva al-Mazda Doma. Rabbi Akiva said, you know why it is that the Zrika can work, even for Basa that was Yotze? It's similar to a case of a guy who's Mafresh a Karban Chatos, then he loses the Karban Chatos that he was Mafresh, then he's Mafresh another one to replace the one that he lost, and then he found the first one, and now you got two Karbanos Chatos, so just like being Zorik, the Dam of one of them will Pater the other one from Mi'ila, so too when it comes to basa that was yotzei, the zrika of the dam is going to pater its own basar that was yotzei. So Amar Blazer Kiyam Rabbi Akiva Bebasachas. When Rabbi Akiva says that the zrika of the dam of one of these chataos is going to take care of the other chatas, is going to take away the meila from the other chatas, that's only when both kohanim shechted the two chataos at the same time. That neither shechita preceded the other one, and therefore they're considered like one big korban. Avol b'zeh karzel Amar Rabbi Akiva. But if they're shechted one after the other, Rabbi Kiva is not going to say that the zrika of one is going to pater the basar of the other one, because right away when he shechts the first one, the second one immediately becomes pasul. It's moser chatas, so the zrika chatas kshera is not going to pater the basar of a chatas psula from meila. So that's the limitation on the case that Rabbi Kiva used as his raya. Rashi. The Tosfos explained that doesn't mean that it's mamish basachas. Rashi makes it sound like it's mamish basachas. You have to shech them mamish simultaneously. So Tosfos writes in Dibra Maschulo, doesn't mean that you mamish shech the basachas. It means even if you shech the zeachar zeh and you're makabel zeachar zeh, if they were both ro'i lizrika bebasachas, meaning you were not zorik the dam of one of them before you were ever makabel the dam of the second one. You had both dams in a cup, they were both ready for zrika. That's what's called bebasachas. Otherwise, it doesn't have to be exact, meaning to time it, that it's mamish exactly at the same time, is impossible. It just means that you were faced with the option of being zorik mizu or zorik mizu, and you chose one of them. So that's when the zrika of one is going to help for the other. Tosfos in Masechet Zvachim, Daf Kuf Yud Beis, says that if you're shachet the zorak from one chatas before you shech the other one, then the second one is dina lemisa, and there is no mi'ila. Over here we're talking about that after you shecht the first one, you then shechted the second one. And at the time of the shechita of the first one, the second one was already shechuta, so that's why it's subject to mi'ila, and the zrika of the first one is not going to help to motzi the second one midei mi'ila. So it seems that it's, you got to get a short window of time that you do the shechita of the second one. You do shechita of both of them, but you don't have them both ro'i lizrika at the same time. That's what it means, bezeh achar zeh. Okay, says the Gemara now, a brisa that explains the logic for Rabbi Akiva, that zrika works for that which is yotzei. So Tanya, Amar Rabbi Shimon reported, Kashalachti l'kfar pani, when I went to a certain village, Mitzani, Zakein Echad v'Amarli, a certain Zakein found me, and we started talking and learning, and he said to me, Omer Hay Rabbi Akiva, zrika mo'elas liyotzei. Does Rabbi Akiva hold that zrika works even for the basar that was yotzei, that left the azara? Amarti lohein. I said, yes, that's exactly right. You heard an accurate report of Shitas Rabbi Akiva. Ukshabasi v'retzesi dvarav, when I went and was doresh, that which Rabbi Akiva said, lefnei chaverei shebegalil, to my chaverim in the Galil, so amruli, they said, how could that be that zrika is going to work for basa that was yotzei? Hello, pasul who? Basa that was yotzei is pasul. Heich meratz al apasul. So how could zrika work and have an effect on that which is pasul, a positive effect on that which is pasul? Ukshiyatzasi v'retzesi dvar mefnei Rabbi Akiva. So when I left them and I reported that conversation to Rabbi Akiva, saying, you know, everyone was questioning this shita of yours that zrika works on yotzei, that after all yotzei is pasul. Amrli b'ni iyato merkein. What, do you not agree? Why were you quiet? Why did you take that? You should have responded. You should have defended me. You should have explained that Zrika Taka does work on that which is Yotzei. He calls him Bini not just as a sign of affection, but Pashtos, like the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, that Kalam Lamid Ben Chaveri Torah Malalav HaKasuv Ki'ilu Yilado. So you have a lot of times that someone will call a Talmud Bini, but over here he's trying to emphasize the fact that I am your Rebbe. So that's why he says, he refers to him as Bini, meaning that you should be, I taught you Torah, you should be defending that Torah that I taught you. You stand up for family. So he brings, and he says, I'll bring you a raya. V'areya mafrish chatasu va'avda v'hifrish acharis tachta. Rabbi Kiva brings the same raya that he brought in our Mishnah. If you're mafrish a korban chatas, and then you lose it, and then you're mafrish another one in its place, v'achar karkach nimsis arishona, then you find the original varishtein omdol, so you have both kabanos chatos in front of you, moal in bishtehen. They're both subject to mi'ila, like all kachay kachim that are subject to mi'ila, from the moment you're makdishit until you're zorik the dam. Shchatan, if you shecht both kabanos bebas achas, and you makabel their dam, very daman munach bekosos, so now you have both dams in kosos, and that's what Tosos explained, you didn't actually have to shecht them bebas achas. Point is, you have both of them in kosos, mol in b'shtehen. Then they're still both subject to mila, like all basar kachay kachim, prior to the zrika. But nizrak dam shalechem mehem. If you then zorik the dam of one of them, yatamode shekshem shedama potras besarim min ami'ila, af yiftar besar chaverta min ami'ila. Don't you agree that just like the dam that you are zorik is going to pater its own basar, the basar of that same carbon from mi'ila, it's also going to pater the basar of the other carbon from mi'ila, even though the other one becomes pasul at the time you zorik the dam of the first one, it becomes moser chata. So he says, I'll bring you a raya. Therefore, im hitzil basar chaverta min ami'ila, afal pishu pasul, dinu shiatzilus basara, if it's able to save the basar of the other chatas from mi'ila, even though the basar of the other chatas is going to be pasul, it's mosar chatas. So kal v'chomer, that it's going to affect its own pasul basar, the basar that was yotzei l'chutz is pasul, but it's at least its own basar, so for sure the zrika should work for that. So that's Rabbi Akiva's raya that he said in the Mishnah. He says it with a few more words over here. So Amrei Shlakish Mishurma Vashaya, Tshuva Genuva Yeshiva Rabbi Akiva Lo Oso Talmud. It was an unfair response that Rabbi Akiva gave to that Talmud. There was something incorrect about that response that Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Shimon. Why? Because from Rabbi Akiva it sounds like Bevas Achas in Bezeachar Zelo, that it's Dafka if you shech both Chatos Bevas Achas, that's when the Zrika of one is going to affect the other, is going to help the other. But if you shech them Bezeach Zeh, then it's not going to work. And the chiluk, but that chiluk is difficult to understand. To kiven the puzzle who mali basachas mali bezachar zeh. Since the second chatas is going to be puzzle anyway, it's going to be moser chatas. And still, Rabbi Akiva holds the zrikas dam of one of them is going to work for the other one that's puzzle. Why? Because both of them are considered guf echad. It's considered one karban. So why does it matter if it was bezachar zeh or if it was bebas achas? Why should that make any difference? So it's interesting. The way, and this is the way Rashi learns the Gemara. The way we're understanding the Gemara is that Reish Lakish is not really rejecting Rabbi Akiva's raya. He agrees to the raya that if Zrika could work from one chatos to the other chatos, yeah, so it should also work for the basar of that same chatos that was Yotzei. It's a good raya. He's just bothered by the way that Rabbi Akiva said it. The way Rabbi Akiva presented the raya in the Braisa makes it sound like he's mechalik between when you shech the two karbanos basachas or you shech them bezachazeh, and that's what he takes issue with. That's the tshuva genuva. That in giving his response, he implied a halacha that makes no sense. But the response made sense. It's just that he implied this other halacha to make this distinction. That doesn't make any sense. Some of the Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan says to Reish Lakish, Vata I ata omer kein. Do you not hold of Rabbi Akiva's chilek? You know, you hold that if the two chatos are guf echad, that zrika, don't you also hold that the zrika for one will help for the other? Ilu hifrish shtei hashamos achrayos. Let's say it were two hashamos. It could have been two chatos. But the point is, a person is chayiv one karban. He's mafresh both of them, so that in case he loses one of them, he'll be mischaper with the other one. Vishachat hashneyan, and then he shechs both of them, v'kadam v'alei murin shalechem mehen kodem zrika, and then he brings the emurin of one of them on the mizbeach before the zrika, and then he's zorik the dam of the other one, not the one whose emurim is on the mizbeach. He's zorik the dam of the other hashem. Yatamoda shemalu yardu. Don't you agree that you have to take those emurim off of the mizbeach because the zrika dam of the other hashem is not matir the emurim of this hashem for aktara? So the isal kadai dechad gufahu. But if you're going to say this chiddush of Rabbi Akiva, oh, then you have two chatos, it's considered one big karban. So when you have two hashamos, it should also be considered one big karban. Amayim alu yerdu. Why would you take it off of the mizbeach? Hamar ula emurim kachim kalim shalom lefnei zrikas dam. If you have emurim of kachim kalim that went on the mizbeach before zrikas dam, but it's one karban, lo yerdu. You leave it on the mizbeach because nasa lachmo shel mizbeach. The mizbeach is mekadesh the emurim to be makdir on it, to be makdir on it. So you see from there, from Ula, that if it were one korban that the emurim went on the mizbeach too early before the zrika, you leave them there. But so if two hashamos are considered to be one korban, you should also leave it there. So what you see from here is that the two hashamos are not one korban. The zrikas chatas of one chatas is motzi the other basar from the ila. That's because they're both ra'oi for Zrika at the same time. And if you wanted, you could have been Zorik this one. If you wanted, you could have been Zorik the other one. So the Zrika is mostly the basar of both of them from Me'ila. But that Svara doesn't only works when they're both Shechted B'bas Achas. But if you Shecht them B'zeh Achar Zeh, where you could not have been Zorik one or the other, so it would not be Yotzei from Me'ila. So it turns out that Rabbi Kiva was correct in his Tshuva. Meaning you're attacking Rabbi Kiva's answer. Again, our attack on Rabbi Kiva's answer was not on the answer. It was on the chilik he was making between Bas Achas and Zeh Achar Zeh. But we're saying, no, it's Muchach. The chiluk that he's making makes a lot of sense. The only thing that makes both chataos a single unit, a single karban, is the fact that it was basachas, that you could have chosen to do the zrika of one or the other. Otherwise, it would be like the case of two hashavos, where they're totally separate karbanos, and we don't view them as a single unit. So ishtik, Reish Lakish didn't respond. Rabbi Yochanan, k'tzatzin on the ragloi diyanuka. I cut out the legs of the young one. Reish Lakish was a little younger than Rabbi Yochanan, so Rabbi Yochanan declared victory in this machlokas with Reish Lakish. Okay, new mission now. So this mission is going to tell us some klalim that we're already familiar with. Mais adam in bekatche kachim. The zrikas adam, I don't know why he calls it mais adam. The zrikas adam bekatche kachim lahakul lahachmir affects both the kula and the chumra. Bekachim kalim kula lahachmir. And zrikas adam and kachim kalim only affects a chumra. Ketzad, so halachos we've been working with the whole time. Kachim kachim lefnei zrikas damim molin beimurin ubabasar. Before the zrikas adam, there is meila on every part of kachim kachim. The emurin, the basar, laachas zrikas damim molin beimurin. There's still meila on the emurin because they still have to be burnt on the mizbeach, so it's still called Kachay Hashem, but they mal in the basar. There's no longer mi'ila on the basar because the basar of Kachay Kachim gets eaten by Kohanim. So obviously it's not subject to mi'ila. That's a kula. That a zrika affects a kula. V'alzeh v'alzeh, but both the basar and the emurim, once you do the zrika sadam, chayiv mishum pigul nosar v'tameh. If the carbon becomes pigul or nosar, or someone who eats it is a person who eats it is chayiv kares, or a person who's tameh and eats from the carbon is chayiv kares, and all of those dinim are only after the zrika sadam. Before the zrika sadam, there would be no chayiv of pigul nosar v'tameh. That's a chumrah. That a new chumrah comes in because of the zrika sadam, the chayiv of pigul nosar v'tameh. So nimtza mai sadam kachay kachim lahakal l'lahachmir. So apparently kachay kachim affect both the kula and the chumrah. The kachim kalim kulin lahachmir ketzad. By kachim kalim zrika only affects the chumra. Kachim kalim frayz zrika sadam ein molin lo beirun v'lo bebasar. Before the zrika sadam, by kachim kalim, there's no meila at all. Liachas zrika sadam in molin beimurin. And then once you do the zrika, the emurim are destined for the mizbeach, and therefore there's meila vein molin basar. But there's still no meila on the basar. And alzevi alzech chayav mishum pigul nosar v'tamei. Both the emurim and the basar are now going to be subject to pigul nosar v'tamei. Vaiter a chumra. Imtza meisadam by kachim kalim kulin. So the zrika by kachim kalim only affects chumra; it doesn't affect any sort of kula. So katani ein malin babasar. It says in the Mishnah that ein malin babasar miilu hudaleka he isura ika. That implies that there is an isur for the kohen to eat the basar. What? Amai hamamana the kohenu. After you do the zrika, the basar kachim kachim is mamon shel kohanim. Of course, they're allowed to eat the basar. So lo kasha mishum denasav reisha malin nasav sefer ein malin. When we say that after the zrika of the dam, the basar of the kachay kachim is not subject to mi'ila, we're just trying to keep the lashon parallel, but it really means that they're of course allowed to eat it. But then name a seifa b'kachim kalim kulu lahachmir keitzad basar kachim kalim lefnei zrikas dam main mal in behen ubeimureyan vein chayav leim shum pikul nosu v'tamei lachas zrikas dam. Then we describe b'kachim kalim once you do the zrika mal in beimureyan vein mal in bebasar Mi'ila udaleka, there's just no mi'ila, ha'isuri ika, but you're not allowed to eat it? Mamai, hamamona debailam, well, of course you're allowed to eat kachim kalim. Why would you say there's just no mi'ila? And over here, it's not about keeping anything parallel, because by kachim kalim, there is nothing that is subject to mi'ila. So what are we talking about? Some Rabbi Chanina, li yotzin. The Mishnah is talking about a case where the basa left the mechitza before the zrika and became pasul, and therefore, if after the zrika sadam, even after the zrika sadam, the basa is also ba'achila, Rabbi Akiva here, and we're assuming like Rabbi Akiva, that kiyam Rabbi Akiva zrika molos the yotzei, the sreifa. Even Rabbi Akiva who holds that zrika works for that which is yotzei, that's as far as that you don't have to burn it right away, like kachim that have a psul beguf. You could wait till, you have to wait till tov or tzuraso, that it has to have a halanas laila, and it's possible me din nosar. Avala achila, but as far as allowing you to eat that basar, hu delo meratza. The Rabbi Kiva's moda that the zrika is not going to be meratza. The basar is in fact going to be asr ba achila, like any other yotzei. Hadron lachashe kachem bezashem. Tomorrow we'll pick up with the second parak of Maseches Me'ila.